Good evening, everyone. This is Michael Sparks here, and this is the AMSOIL dealer training call for the Sparks team, and it's Monday, February 24th, 2014, and tonight we're going to talk a little bit about personal development and getting yourself trained up on different aspects of personal and professional development. So the first thing, though, I want to welcome all the new dealers calling in tonight. There's a lot of dealers that are joining our group on a regular basis. Every Sunday night, I upload the list from AMSOIL to our email list, and there's probably not a week that goes by that there's four or five AMSOIL dealers somewhere on the team that's joining every week. So that's exciting news. That means our group is growing. That means each person calling in tonight, I hope their business is growing as well. And so those efforts will pay off, I guarantee it. Just keep sponsoring, as they say. And as a matter of fact, AMSOIL talks about sponsoring in their T1 program, and they say sell for today and sponsor for tomorrow. And what this means is that sponsoring might not have an immediate effect on your business, but in the long run, working with dealers in your team can help you build a solid residual income stream that will keep growing even if you are not able to work at the business. And this can be kind of thought of as a retirement system for your AMSOIL business. So you go out there and you get customers and accounts, preferred customers, commercial retail, catalog customers, you know, buy products and sell it if that's what you feel like doing. But sponsoring dealers and training them to build an AMSOIL business is long-term residual income that keeps coming in whether you work at the business or not. And that's one of the beauties of the AMSOIL business. Speaking of sponsoring, I put a link in the dealer email that I sent out last night featuring a voiceover PowerPoint from Steve LePage. This was made back in 2010, and I had watched it a while ago, but I haven't rewatched it in some time, and I thought it would be a great educational tool for you to listen to and watch to understand why sponsoring is important for the long-term growth of your business. So if you haven't had a chance to read down the email that I sent out last night, go ahead and do that and check out that voiceover PowerPoint. You're listening to this in the archive call. You can log into the AMSOIL Dealer Zone and then click on the training tab, and there should be one that says voiceover PowerPoint. You can find the one that talks about sponsoring. Now, my disclaimer, though, is that there is no sponsoring requirement in AMSOIL. You do not get paid for sponsoring, just signing dealers up. That's not how this works. We get paid when products are sold. And it is possible to build a full-time large income if you so desire without ever sponsoring a single AMSOIL dealer. This is what brought me to the AMSOIL business back in 2000. I wanted a business that I could work at just like a regular job or a regular business. Once I understood the sponsoring, that's just the icing on the cake. And this is why I actually made the dealer training site account direct, which means you're building your own customers first and then sponsoring as you get your business up and going. And that's the quickest way, I believe, to building a quick, steady income stream is to get your own customers first. And then at a certain point in time in your business, then you kind of maybe change focus a little bit on the sponsoring side of it. But there is no requirement to sponsor, even to make direct job or levels or any of that stuff. Personal development. This weekend I went to a training seminar. It was called a Treat 'Em Right Seminar, and it was put on by a CEO of another network marketing company. It was really interesting. It was a personal development and customer relations type of seminar. So tonight I wanted to talk a little bit about that while it's fresh in my mind and some of the things I took away that I hope maybe can help you with your personal development and goals and making yourself better. And that's what I'm always striving for, and Alicia and I both in our own personal life, is just keep improving on a daily basis. When I started my AMSOIL business, where I was at 14 years ago, I would never envision that I would be doing a training call. I would never envision that I'd read personal development books or listen to tapes and all this stuff. I just didn't realize all this other stuff was available, and it's really amazing what personal development can do, not only with your own business, your AMSOIL business, but in your personal life and your personal relationships. So I'm going to read off of Wikipedia here. It says, personal development includes activities that improve awareness and identity. They develop talents and potential. They build human capital and facilitate employability, enhance quality of life, and contribute to the realization of dreams and aspirations. The concept is not limited to self-help, but includes formal and informal activities for developing others in roles such as a teacher, a guide, a counselor, a manager, life coach, or a mentor. When personal development takes place in the context of institutions, it refers to methods and programs to make that human development higher in the organization. But at the individual level, you can think of things like improving self-awareness, improving self and knowledge, building or renewing your own identity or your self-esteem, developing your strengths and talents, improving your wealth, spiritual development, that's one thing to think about, identifying or proving your potential, building employability or human capital, enhancing lifestyle and quality of life, improving health, fulfilling aspirations, initiating a life enterprise or a personal autonomy, defining and executing personal development plans, and improving your social abilities. And some of those things that I read off there, we talked about this last weekend. So the concept covers a wider field than just self-development or self-help. Personal development also includes developing other people, and this may take place through the roles as, again, a mentor, a teacher, a coach, and so forth. And there's plenty of professional services out there that do some of these things. So, so last weekend, this thing was called Treat 'Em Right, and the focus of it was on being positive and sending positive out to the world, and when you send this out, you get that back tenfold. Relationships. It talked about relationships and how to become more effective at relationship building, and that's one thing that I'm going to talk about in a few minutes about relationships is really important. And then we also talked about your I am statements, which include your goals and visions of where you will be down the road. It's very powerful to visualize where you will be, and there's various ways to accomplish that. So the workbook that we got from the seminar was only 12 pages long. It's a very short little book, but it had some exercises in it, and it was really cool. The CEO of this company gets up, and he actually writes rap songs, and he's white. He's a white guy, about 50-something years old from Utah, and you'd never think somebody like this could write a rap song, but he writes. Wrote a couple rap songs, and so one of his rap songs is about being an eagle, and I think this kind of really relates with the AMSOIL business, because Mr. Amatuzio is a pilot, and our company has been soaring for 40 years, going to the top, and it's really cool how this can really relate to our business. So he wrote this rap song. It says, eagles soar, they always focus on their goal. Fly or die, it's how they live and how they roll. From the nest, they jump out and make it happen. They spread their wings and fly while the chickens flapping. And so he goes and he explains all of this. This is the hook of the song, and there's a bunch of other verses that he had going on. But this is the hook, which is the refrain or whatever they call in regular music. But I guess in rap music, they call it the hook. But it's kind of interesting, you know. He went through and said how when an eagle is a baby eagle is born, it's a hatchling, and then the mother actually kicks it out of the nest. And when it kicks it out of the nest, it starts to fall, and she'll actually fly under it and carry it back up to the nest. And she'll do that until the thing learns to fly. So it either flies or dies. It cannot, an eagle that doesn't fly is not an eagle. It's a dead eagle. So if you work like an eagle, we're going to do or die in your, if you think about that in your life and whatever, you know, fly or die, that's how we live and how we roll. Another talk about spreading their wings and fly while the chicken's flapping. And he kind of equated that to like, you see a chicken, and as hard as it can, wants to fly, it can. It can fly about 2 feet. And so when they go to fly, they do all this motion, and they just, they just make a noise, and they said that's what the thing is, you know. So while all these chickens are down on the ground flapping, an eagle is way up in the sky soaring, and they keep their focus. When they keep their focus, they have like 20 times our vision. They can see from 1,000 feet, they can see a mouse running across the ground and soar down and fly down and get that. So it was really kind of a cool deal. Couple other things on there. It talked about promptings, and what a prompting is when you get a it's like saying thank you, or you think of somebody comes to your head in your mind and you think about somebody. What do you do about that? And nowadays there's a lot of things. You can send them a text message, you can call them on the phone, you can send them a card, you can send an email, you can go visit them, all that stuff. But, you know, when you have relationships with people, the people just pop in your head. I get it all day long. Some of you folks might get calls every once in a while just because I'm thinking of you. You know, it's just amazing. The beauty of the cell phone technology. I can call someone anytime. So you got inner promptings and you have outer promptings. And inner promptings represent who you are. It's your inner voice. And an outer prompting is what you do and who you are. It's what people see and how you act your life. And acting on your promptings, you are creating a infinite flow of positive energy. And this was really a lot of self-help books and everything talk about, you know, the secret. That's a book that's out and talks about the law of attraction and so forth. And putting out into the universe positive energy, you get back positive energy. You put out negativity, you get back negativity. So, yes, the law of attraction does work. And what you send out, you get back. So if you're a nasty, mean person all the time, guess what? You're probably going to have a lot of mean, nasty things happen to you. But if you're a positive, outgoing person that really wants to help others, you're going to get that back in your life, and I truly believe that. The challenge, though, is that 80% of everything that you're exposed to, think about the news, you think about going out in the general public, is negative. 87% of everything you expose to is negative. And the solution is to flush that out. It's very hard to do, and it requires work. But if you replace that with positive and you send it out, you're going to get that back tenfold. So that's one of the things we talked about. One thing I thought was really interesting on relationships, talked about having high value in yourself, and when you have high value in yourself, that is projected out and onto other people, so people know that you have high value in yourself. And he talked about how most people, when they have relationships, they focus on the differences, like the differences between yourself and someone else. And what you should really focus on is that overlap. And he had like two boxes that weren't perfectly aligned. They were overlapped just on one corner. And if you focus on the things that you're similar, that will grow and that will become better, instead of focusing on the way that that person is different than you, or they think differently, or their values and beliefs. And that really hit me home, because when I meet someone new, I'm gonna try to find one way that I connect with that person that I'm similar. If they want to talk about football, I'm probably going to find something else to talk about, because I'm not similar with anybody on football. I don't even watch football. But, you know, I'm going to find something else. They might be into bicycle ride. I mean, there's a lot of different things. So I'm going to find that one thing that I can kind of connect with that person and find a way that we're similar, and then grow from there. And that's really a strong point on growing your relationships with other people. And if you focus on how you're saying, you get good at that, and then you can connect on a deeper level and have even more connections. The live to give philosophy, if you give more of yourself, you will get that back. Jim Rohn talks about that a lot on his stuff. A lot of other help enough people get what they want. You have everything you want, and that's just a positive thing there. So anyhow, that's some of the things that we talked about. Another one he talked about, when your self-realization and getting your goals, I actually snapped a photo of this one here. It said, the story in your mind becomes a story of your life. How you think of yourself is how you are going to be. And if you're thinking negative on yourself all the time, things aren't going to probably turn out very well for you. But if you see yourself in 3 years, 5 years down the road, you're successful, have a a growing AMS oil business. I have thousands of connections. If you see that in yourself, that will manifest. And they talked about your why statement. And that's, you know, you can have a why statement for anything that you do. Why am I doing what I'm doing? And you must have a compelling enough why statement. Why am I starting my AMS oil business, or why do I have one? And it has to be compelling enough to get you through any how, which means you're going to have anything in life, you're going to have difficulty. And again, Jim Rohn talks about don't ask for more problems, ask for more solutions, because you're going to have problems, you're going to have difficulties. You just need to have enough why to get through the hows and get you past that. So I went through a little thing, and my goal, one of my why statements, why I have an AMS oil business, is I want to help thousands and tens of thousands of people. I want to help them take better care of their vehicles and have financial freedom if they so desire. And having helping others is a way to having better relationships. So I think of myself as I'm helping people. That's really what I'm focused on doing. You know, I don't really so much worry about myself. I worry about helping others. Myself is taken care of, and that's just kind of how that works. What you're sending into yourself as well. If you send out positive, you send positive to yourself, you're going to be positive. And, you know, I think thinking back, David Bell, one of the most positive people I've ever met in my life, always positive, always upbeat. Over thousands of conversations I've had with David Bell over the last 14 years, I've never heard him say anything negative. He's never negative. He might have, you know, maybe he's negative at home or something, but never negative. And that's just something I strive to be, is be positive, because there's just no room for negative. You just shut it out. The power of I am. That's one thing that these are called I am statements, and it works with your subconscious mind. People, you'll hear this, oh, I can't afford it, I'll never have anything, you know, I'm fat, I'm sick, I don't feel good, I'm mad, I'm angry, I don't deserve that. And if you say those things, whether they're subconscious or not, it's not going to be good for your life. It's you're not in control. And if you make your I am statements positive, it's going to put you in control of your life, and it will turn around. So make some stories. People make storyboards. Maybe go cut a find a magazine with the next car that you'd like to own. Always one thing I'm always doing is like, what's the next car I'm going to buy? I'm going to put it on my computer, and my next motorcycle that I want. And that's part of my what I want next. The farm, the compound, Chestnut Ridge, we have that all designed, how we want it to be in next 3 to 5 years. So we can work on that. And that's in our mind. We go out and stand on our property, and we say, this is where the garage is going to be, and this is where the chicken coop is going to be, and this is where the house is going to be, and, you know, this is what it's going to look like. When you can stand there and visualize that before it's ever there, it's very powerful. And use those things for keeping yourself going. Your why, again, you know. I think a lot of people don't understand, because they've never had time freedom, and I don't know if Frambach's listening tonight. We had a little conversation about a year ago on the way up to Louisville Truck Show, and he says, it's just so amazing, the time freedom. I would have never guessed how it is to have time freedom, and just a little taste of it. And once you get it, you don't want to go back. It's like, you know, being released from jail. You don't ever want to go back once you have been free. And the same with time and financial freedom. And those two kind of go into hand in hand. A lot of people have a lot of money. They have financial freedom, but they don't have any time, which means they're so busy making money, so busy, you know, trying to stay ahead of the Joneses or what have you, that they don't have no time to enjoy that. And then there's other people that have lots of time. I know a lot of people with time, but they don't have any money. So you have to have both financial freedom and time freedom. Those two go together. I'm going to read off a couple Oh, actually, I'm going to talk here about a couple other things I got from the seminar. I'll do the I am statements at the end. Some other things I got was some person stood up and they wondered if they have made a difference in the world. That was one of their goals, is to make a difference in the world. And have they made a difference in someone else's life? And you think about that, and whether you're successful or not, but it's really making a difference in someone else's life. And I think of that, I know for a fact I've made a difference in other people's lives. So the question is, how many? And one of my I am statements is I want to make a difference in tens of thousands of lives. That's one of my goals. So how can I do that? That's one. We're in the business of making other people's lives better. That's what our business is, if you think about this. We don't sell oil to cars and trucks and motorcycles. We sell oil to other people. And our products invoke a feeling when these people use AMSOIL products and how that makes them feel and how it affects their lives and how it helps their vehicles last longer. Their vehicle don't care what kind of oil it has in it. It's an inanimate thing. But the people that are using our products, so think about that. You know, we don't sell oil to cars and trucks. We sell oil to people. So we're in the business of making other people's lives better. Think about that. Another thing to think about is consistency. And this is a principle that you have to succeed. How many flaky people you know that are not consistent? They say they're going to do something and they don't do it. They do the opposite. The more consistency you can be, the more success you're going to have. Another thing he talked about being top of mind, and it was talking about referrals. And he says he knows this guy who never once asked for a referral. He said his relationships were so solid that when the people that he had relationships with came across someone who could use his service, they freely gave out his information. He didn't have to ask for referrals because his relationships were so strong. And that's, you know, that's the pinnacle. You don't have to ask for a referral. People just want to give you referrals because of your relationships. Think about that. Do you have limiting beliefs? And that goes back to, you know, the inner energy. When you look in the mirror, are you the one responsible for holding yourself back? Are you the one that that nobody's holding you back? You're holding yourself back, and especially in America, no one can hold you back. There's plenty of opportunity and abundance out there. It's for you just to go out and get it. So before I close, there was another great analogy for AMSOIL dealers. The guy he talked about is like riding in a car, and they ask, why is the windshield bigger than all the other windows in a car? It's because you need to have the biggest view to see where you're going. Looking out of the back window or looking in a rearview mirror, than looking in the past. What's that going to do? If you stare at the rearview mirror all the time, you're going to run into something or right off the road, one of the two. The side windows are a distraction. That's a distraction in your life. How many times has something caught your eye, or maybe you're at a stoplight and you look over and staring at somebody or whatever, and all of a sudden light turns green and everybody's going but you. So if you take your eyes off of where you're going, that's when accidents happen. So those side windows are small for a reason, because they want to keep the distractions low. And that same goes for life. If you focus on where you're heading, pay attention to the obstacles and the turns in life, you see them coming, and it allows you time to make course correction so that you can stay on track where you want to be. So anyhow, to close, I think I'm going to say real quick, in 1956, Earl Nightingale wrote The Strangest Secret, and this was an attempt to teach people the power of the mind and the power of thought. And he said, you become what you think about all day long. Whatever you think about is what you become. So if you haven't read The Strangest Secret, Earl Nightingale, I'll link to it on the call notes, but it's a great little book. It'll take you about 10 or 15 minutes to read it, and I think you'll enjoy it. With that, let's see. Does anybody have anything they want to say about personal development, or anybody been any kind of classes lately or anything like that that would like to speak up? Anybody got a quick question?
I've been, this is Dale Jr. I've been studying a class with Brian Tracy. I don't know if any of you guys have ever heard of Brian Tracy, but it's ironic that, Mike, you're almost quoting some of the things that Brian Tracy teaches. And so it's right in line with what you're talking about. But I would encourage anybody to, you can get on YouTube and just type in Brian Tracy, and there's hours and hours of training videos on there that don't cost you anything but just your time, and you can really get a wealth of information off there. And it's helped me in my own personal business, but it's good stuff.
Yeah, Brian Tracy, Tom Hopkins, Les Brown, Jim Rohn. If you go to YouTube, anybody, just go to YouTube tonight, and you can watch videos until you get tired of watching videos, because they're just they're on there all day long. And if you watch one or two videos a day, you will get more success, get more out of life. So
yeah, and one that he has is the top 10 things that the top salespeople do, and that's a really good study course. And you do have to pay for it, but you can watch it for free on YouTube.
Okay. The top 10 things that salespeople do.
The top salespeople do, yeah.
Okay. Good. I'm going to check that out. I don't know if I've ever seen that one. So with that, everyone, I appreciate everybody getting on the call tonight. Again, have a great AMSOIL week, and keep up the great work with the sponsoring. That's just amazing. I'm adding all these folks to the call every week. So, good deal. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Michael.
Good night.
Good night, Cheryl.